Senate Bill 102, an act to exempt certain school districts from certain reductions in state aid to education.
Senate Bill 102 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Olson. It's good to see you have support, Senator.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator McCracken. Thank you, seatmate. I think I'm okay now. Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
I'd waive the reading. The amendment's been passed out. It's Amendment 102DB.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Olson motion.
Thank you, Madam President. Basically, what happened was that in committee, the original language of Senate Bill 102 was considered by the department to be a little bit too broad and inclusive, so the Hog House amendment that you have before you is the Department of Education and Cultural Affairs language using existing statute that truly does involve only the Agar and Sully Butte school districts. They have been long courting each other, and now they are married. But in that long, arduous process between these two school districts, we have the situation where Agar, the Agar district, who has received no state aid for many, many years, had a $900,000 general fund balance. And so when that has slid over to Sully Buttes, which is also well above the 20% cap imposed by 1258, they get into a situation where they would have quite a bit of imputed interest on their new general fund as they become one district. Basically, the bill before you now will have state aid calculated for Agar as it existed prior to consolidation, for Sully Buttes as it existed prior to consolidation, and then the calculations would be summed to give the total state aid for the newly formed district. Okay, so I think it's a fairness issue because truly the majority, not the majority, the entire amount of money that will be moved over from the Agar district is in fact local tax money. The other important point I think that came out in testimony was from Dr. Costers from the Associated School Boards that mentioned that as he worked with both districts on this particular consolidation, the question was asked by Senator Broz whether or not the discussion ever got to, well, what happens if regarding the impact of 1258. And so because that wasn't discussed, it really would have been a tragedy if they had learned after the fact that they all of a sudden, by doing the right thing for their students, get in a situation where they lose quite a bit of revenue. So I think it's a fairness issue. To be quite honest, I like the language in the original bill, but this is a compromise, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Further remarks on the Olson motion?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I did like the original bill a lot better. I felt we were at least giving an incentive to school districts that would consolidate and have to mesh their funds. It wasn't going to cost the state of South Dakota any money at all to do that, and I would have hoped that we could have left that bill in its original form. I don't really understand why the Department of Education would really be against that, because the only schools that it pertained to were ones that consolidated. It would have given them 4 years to bring their fund balance down. I think it was an excellent bill to start with.
Further remarks on the Olson motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Olson motion to amend Senate Bill 102. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 102 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 102. As your name is called, those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? Apa, Bogue, Broz, Brown, Craddock, Dugard, DeHuig, Dennard, Dietrich Larry, Dietrich Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Everest. Greenfield. Hagan. Ham. Hotmacher. Cleven. Ketzel. Koskin. Madden. McCracken. McIntyre. Moore. Munson. Olson. Putnam. Reedy. Staggers. Sutton. Simmons. Bitter. Valesky. And Whiting. Senator Ketzel.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bill 102 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed as amended. There is a title change.
Senator Olson moves that the title to Senate Bill 102 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 1 of the printed bill, delete everything after Act 2 and insert revise the calculation of state aid to education for certain consolidated school districts. On page 1, delete line 2.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The title is thus amended.